Storm season takes an emotional toll on some Oklahomans. Tornado warnings can make people feel distracted or worried about being separated from families and pets. Meteorologists at the National Weather Service see this all the time. And as KGOU's Nomi Nujiadine reports, storm forecasters and mental health professionals are working together to ease storm anxiety.
Weather Service, Norman, can I help you?
On stormy days, meteorologists at the National Weather Service expect a certain type of phone call, often coming from the same people asking the same questions.
Are there going to be tornadoes Friday? What is the main threat? Is there going to be a tornado outbreak? Do you think the chance of tornadoes will stay low?
Rick Smith is the warning coordination meteorologist. He says the office can get dozens of calls a day from people consumed with worry. They use social media too, sometimes messaging the Weather Service on Facebook or Twitter every few minutes for hours at a time.
Our first question from this one individual came at 11:20 in the morning, 12:30, 7 p.m., 12:44, 1:09, 1:28, 1:57.
Smith knows what that worry feels like. As a kid, he was terrified of storms, sleeping in his parents' bed and covering his ears. As a meteorologist, he knows a lot more about weather now. It's his job to communicate that information to the public. He has to show people how dangerous a storm can be without causing panic, so he avoids using sensational or confusing language. But as a scientist, Smith's not trained to help people who are so anxious about storms it affects their everyday lives.
Some of the physical symptoms are dizziness and shaking, accelerated heartbeat, chest pain or discomfort, feeling of choking, sweating, nausea.
That's where Dr. John Call comes in.
It is the same kind of fear that you would have, both physiological and emotional, if you're being attacked by a grizzly bear.
Call is a psychologist who specializes in disaster mental health. He's developing a training for meteorologists who answer the phone at the Weather Service. He says the best way to assist people who feel overwhelmed and afraid is to teach them to help themselves. The training emphasizes simple messages that recommend specific actions. For example, if someone calls the Weather Service panicking about a storm, a meteorologist could use deep breathing techniques to calm the person down. Then she could give instructions on building an emergency kit or finding shelter.
If you have a sense of coping, of a plan of action, then you feel efficacious. Your anxiety goes down because you have a sense of ability.
Call runs the stress response team of the Oklahoma Medical Reserve Corps. It's a group of mental health professionals and other volunteers that deploys in response to tornadoes or other disasters.
I don't get paid to do this, but there's only one of me. I got a lot of good people, but they can't afford to do what I do in times or money.
Angela Steinle is one of the few people who do get paid to work in disaster mental health. She's a member of the stress response team, and she's also a paid employee of the nonprofit Mental Health Association of Oklahoma. She travels around the state teaching coping skills for storm-related anxiety and post-traumatic stress.
One of the issues with disaster relief is that the funding is event-specific, so it tends to ramp up and ramp down, which doesn't give programs time to fully develop.
Steinle's position is funded with a $275,000 grant from the United Way of Oklahoma. The grant was awarded in 2014 specifically for mental health care related to the devastating May 2013 tornado in Moore. Steinle says the funding will probably run out in July, and when it does, she'll be out of a job.
The specific education related to storms, it won't exist.
The funding for the stress response team hasn't been consistent either. Dr. John Call says the group received more than $32,000 in grant funding in 2014, also in response to the Moore tornado. But the money has dried up since then. No funding means no equipment or training for new volunteers, and that means Oklahoma is less prepared to take care of people when disasters do happen. But for now, Call is focusing on his work with the National Weather Service. They're hoping to schedule the training this month. Rick Smith hopes it'll give callers a productive way to channel their fear of storms.
We want people to have a healthy respect and a healthy fear. You need to be afraid of tornadoes.
He says becoming a meteorologist has helped his storm anxiety, but it hasn't made it go away completely. And he says that's okay. For KGOU, I'm Nomin Ujiadine.